Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
That is right. We are live. It is In This League. Me, Chris Welsh, him, Scott Bogman, and we are in the middle of a live mock draft. We're in the last pick of the first round, and we're going to give you the play-by-play. If you guys want to weigh in, you can hit us up on Twitter, hashtag ITLLive. Is it the Welsh and Bogman Sports? Good call. We had a good caller from Chip. Only good calls, 844-84-FNTSY, if you want to do so. But whole hour we will be dedicating to a live mock draft. The pick so far, it went David Johnson, Lev Bell, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, LeSean McCoy, who I wanted to take, and I was going to had he dropped, just because I never do. I did get Beckham. I decided not to because McCoy was gone. Jordy Nelson went 7. Melvin Gordon, 8. Mike Evans, 9. Bogman took Devontae Freeman. Then DeMarco Murray, Jay Ajayi, AJ Green, and Todd Gurley. Bogman is up now and taking whom?
Jordan Howard.
That's a good pick.
Devontae Freeman and Jordan Howard to start. I am liking this mock already, and this is the spot I'm used to. I've been going super late. There goes Zeke at 16.
Yeah, that's a good pick. I'm in a good spot here because Michael Thomas, Leonard Fournette, Dez Bryant, all there. I'm taking one of them. There goes Michael Thomas. So, but I want to take a running back. Oh, Dez Bryant. Okay, that made it easy because 18 went Dez Bryant. We just had that discussion about Leonard Fournette versus Dalvin Cook a little bit ago. I haven't had Leonard Fournette a single time in a mock draft we've done. Though I will say this, I feel like I'm playing with fire. Odell Beckham Jr. and Leonard Fournette. I don't know about that. That's what I am going to go with, I guess. I'm a little bit scared here. So that is so far the setup here. T.Y. Hilton goes 20. Amari Cooper, 21. Were you surprised Jordy Nelson went ahead of Mike Evans and A.J. Green?
Not really. Like, it's Jordy Nelson has been moving up and up and up and up boards. A lot of these other guys kind of seem unsafe, or they have injury problems, like we talked about with Odell and AJ.
There goes McCaffrey at 22.
A bunch of games last season, so Jordy's somewhat safe. Like it, and I always said this about, and this is kind of why I don't like the other Green Bay options, is who is the definite guy that's going to get receptions in Green Bay, and the only one for me every single game is Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, it's true. McCaffrey went 22, Isaiah Crowell 23, Doug Baldwin 24, and Brandon Cooks 25. There goes DeAndre Hopkins 26. I'm four picks away, and I want a running back, but it's gross. Now, you know what? I think I know what I'm going to do here. Well, we're going to be going on a break here in just 1 minute, so let's see if it gets to my pick here, because you know who I want, Boggs? I want Rob Gronkowski. I'm going to go hashtag top tier player here. That's what I'm going to do, but I'm two picks away. Come on, guys. Let's see if we can get in before we go to
you're
break.
You're getting sniped. Come on. Somebody
I think
do
so.
It.
There goes
the
Lamar
right
Miller,
thing.
20. Just one pick.
Come on,
come
Dave.
On. Come on.
Dave Day is Bog Nation of Domination. So
I don't have a backup.
Well,
no.
I take Gronk for you.
I do have a backup. I'm going to go here. All right, 20 seconds. We're going to be going to break here. I think we're going to get my pick in just before we go to break. Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on.
Pick, baby.
Pick, baby.
Let's go, baby.
Believe me. He's just not going to pick. Come on, my man. He just picked.
And
he went Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going to go Gronkowski.
Boo.
Yeah, that's what we're
like
going to do.
I think working out for you, boo.
All right, going to break here. More live mock draft. You guys can interact with us. Don't go anywhere. It's Bogman of the Welsh, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot, because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that time that I got Rob Gronkowski, a 30th pick overall. Welcome back. It's Bogman and the Wells for In This League. We are doing a live mock draft on the radio right now with you guys. We left off. I got Rob Gronkowski with the 30th pick in the draft. As follows, Marshawn Lynch, Dalvin Cook, which pissed off Bogman. Travis Kelce. Bogman took a Tom Brady, 34th overall pick. Allen Robinson, Terrell Pryor. That ended the third round. Fourth round, Joe Mixon, Fitzgerald, Tyreek Hill, Jeffrey, Greg Olsen, Keenan Allen, Carlos Hyde, Spencer Ware, Drew Brees, Montgomery, Crabtree, Edelman. That was the fourth round. You took Tyreek Hill. I took Carlos Hyde. And definitely different teams than you and I have put together before.
I like this squad, man. I love having Freeman and Howard. I got my big play guy in Tyreek Hill. And I got Tom Brady, who is one of the top two quarterbacks.
I love the Brady pick.
I'm excited. I'm excited about this team so far. I'm liking it.
Bilal Powell goes 49. Mark Ingram goes 50. I'm four picks away. Man, I feel like I'm going to be the all-risk team because I'm looking at Martavis Bryant here. I'm the all red with the white cross on it team. Golden Tate and CJ Anderson.
I tell you what, if I'm playing you in the championship, I'm sending him a trash bag full of weed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing, right? To his house.
Emmanuel Sanders. Oh, boy. So, well, Davante Adams seems like it. I know you don't like Davante Adams, but he's fallen full round.
Guy.
Yeah, but he's there. Well, I'm at pick 45, or what is this,
it's
54. I'm going to go with Davante Adams. He's a good deal at this point. I'm not paying a high price for him. So my team so far is Odell Beckham Jr., Davante Adams, Leonard Fournette, Carlos Hyde, and Rob Gronkowski Bogman as Jamison Crowder goes 55.
Yeah, I've got Brady, Hill, Freeman, and Howard, and I'm looking at some wideouts here. Are there any good tight ends left?
There is. Jordan Reed is still out there, and he's active again. Kelvin Benjamin goes 56.
Yeah, I think I'm doing that.
I was you know what? To be honest with you, I know a lot of people out there that like to do the double tap on the tight end with a flex, but I was thinking about Jordan Reed as my flex option here. Then I would have Jordan Reed, Gronkowski, and Odell Beckham Jr.
You weren't going to take a
I was thinking about that. I was absolutely thinking about that. Martavis Bryant goes. I want to say things that I can't say here.
We're live on the radio, the Welsh.
Uh-huh. I know what I know what cursing. My pick is, but I'm not going to say it until Bogman goes. As control yourself. Brandon Marshall goes 59.
That was my backup, so not the guy I wanted, but he's right there. I'm pretty sure. Oh, Sammy, one pick away.
Yep, Sammy Watkins and Jimmy Graham was the double tap of the fifth to sixth round on the wheel. Bogman is one pick away. Who do you want here?
I want a player
which
who
player?
plays at a position.
You want Jarvis Landry.
He might play. Yes, I do want Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, of course you do. Doug Martin. Doug Martin, 62 miles. That's kind of a lot.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. We'll see how it pays off for him. Yeah, you know what?
Make your pick. Make your pick.
Let me relax, Welsh. Okay. Let me make my pick. Why are you getting so angry over here?
I want to say who my pick is, but there are people. We are doing this with listeners of this show that are listening right now, and I'm really kind of scared to make it. I know exactly
what
who I want.
What does his name rhyme with? Does it rhyme with Schmadry and Schmiederson?
No. Oh, no! It was Danny Woodhead. Danny, dang it!
Well, hey, Yeah, I tell you what, it may not be that bad because Danny Woodhead has the he's got the hamstring pull and he may miss week one. I'm just trying to talk you off the ledge.
I have
I wish
nobody
you would
here.
Step back from that ledge, the Welsh.
Crap.
Remember, all there's players that you could pick all over.
Peterson,
the place.
Woodhead, Coleman. That was crap. There goes the clock. I got how many seconds
Mike
do I have?
Ellis
not many.
Lee is still 5, 4.
Where is
three,
he?
3, 2.
Look at my boy Willie Snead.
All right. That's
I like
not
Willie
bad.
Snead. Sixth round,
that's
pick 67. Okay. Eh, that sucked. I wanted Danny
You're
Woodhead so
fine.
Bad. Dang it. Cam Meredith is up. Now the nicest pick of the draft, pick 69, is going to be who?
Nice.
Let's see who it is, though, first.
Scott
God
Guthrie
damn.
Did indeed tell you to suck it, by the way. So
you suck it. Ah, oh, man, I wanted Danny Woodhead for this team. So stupid. Ah, Amir Abdullah. Nice. 69. Nice.
Amir Abdullah. I like that pick. Man, I'm digging the squad, man. I'm very happy with it, how it turned
out.
I like my team.
I'm a big Willie Snead guy. I would have liked if my wide receivers were maybe a tad bit better with Odell Beckham as Stephon Diggs and Matt Ryan go 70 and 71. We're now on the wheel of 6th to 7th round. I just
basketball
like
basketball Jay is up. I mean, what position do you have a position in mind for your next?
Yeah,
election?
I think I might know where I might be going. Zach Ertz goes 72. I've also got a bye week issue. I got that dreaded week 8 bye. You know, maybe even more than defenses this year of playoff defenses is that freaking week 8. You know, if you do it wrong, all your players are out in week 8 as Darren Sproles goes 73.
I have 2 9s and that's it. That's,
I got 3
that's
8s.
All I got so far.
Beckham, Adams,
three
and Fournette.
Eights. You
all
would
week
beat
eight.
Me if this was a card game.
I do. I have a set. I have a set of eights. That's right. I think I got a guy or two. Paul Perkins goes 74.
Three picks away. Now, are you locked in, laser focused on one guy, or would you be okay? Like, you have like three guys lined up. So if one of them doesn't go here, you're still going to be okay.
Yeah. I mean, here's the problem. I don't like anybody that's available right now. As a matter of fact, I might hate every single player that's available. There goes Russell Wilson at 75.
You hate every single player.
I hate every one of the players that are available to draft. And I don't know what to do about it. Devontae Parker goes 76. I don't want any of these players. This is the worst. Seventh round sucks. You suck it, seventh round.
I'm up in 5 picks. I've got... four. No, actually, I'll be okay. I've got 4 guys up in my queue. I'm 4 picks away. Everything's working out for me.
Great.
So.
I'm so happy for you. All
you
right.
Don't sound happy for me though.
No, because I'm not. Because I don't care what you're doing. I don't want to take that guy. This is stupid.
No, don't take my guy or the guys you don't want.
I'm going to go Mike Gillisley.
Gillisley. Okay.
Backup running back. I wanted to, well, actually, he can go in my flex right now.
Oh, damn.
Eric Decker was your guy. Oh! There's Jamie Maclin. Tap, double tap.
Oh, my God. I have 2 guys on the board. I want one way more than the other.
There goes right. Mariota. Who are you
We're
getting?
We're going okay. I'm going to take Tyrell Williams as my 3rd one.
Ah, see, I considered him pretty hard here. Dang it.
All right. All right, so now I want my other guy to come back to me. We'll see if he does.
Pierre Garçon goes 83. Who's
going? Nope, there he goes. That Pierre was Garçon? It. It was Pierre Garçon, yep.
Suck it.
Okay.
You suck, you jackass.
Back to the old drawing board. Better hit the old dusty trail.
My team, Odell Beckham Jr., Devontae Adams, Willie Snead, Fournette, Hyde, Gronk, and Gillisley.
So far, I'm rolling out with Brady Hill, Landry, Williams, Freeman, Howard, and Jordan Reed.
There goes Andrew Luck, 84. So I know what I want to do, but Boggy's in front of me and a bunch of other horrible people that are listening on air right now that are drafting with us. Wouldn't that be fun if everyone could be drafting with us? Wouldn't it be so much fun?
The horrible people, the Welsh. Woo, Jesus. Yeah.
Who do we have? Jonathan Stewart, Eddie Lacy.
God. I'm going to take old man River here. I mean, you know, you could always use a backup running back, and he's still around. And
I consider Gore over Gillisley, by the way. I consider Gore over Gillisley. Yeah, totally.
I mean, I think when you're taken between those guys, though, I would go with Gillislee just because the high-powered offense. You really want the high-powered offense.
There goes McFadden at 88. I am two picks away, and I'm locked into my pick. And if it goes, we're going to have problems. Rob Kelly, 89, just one pick away. Oh, whew, they are ridiculous. I'm going to take Kirk Cousins because he is the last bastion of elite quarterbacks to me, and he is 91 from the fantasy perspective. So I'm going to go with Kirk Cousins.
You sound like Cartman. Toilet time is the last bastion of American freedom.
Well, speaking of American freedom, as a Kirk Cousins on the Redskins.
You like that?
You like that? I'm coming back here. So I've got a full roster right now. Cousins, Beckham, Adams, Snead, Fournette, Hyde, Gronk, Gillislee. I have never put – I've not even come close to putting a combination of these players together in 11 on-air mock drafts that we have done. Not on the radio, but we've done on our podcast. I have never put even – I've never owned Fournette in one of our mocks, never owned Davante Adams. I've owned Gillislee like once or twice. This is a weird team. Last couple picks, by the way. Duke Johnson's 92, DeSean Jackson 93, Dante Moncrief 94, and Tyler Eifert is 95. So we got about a minute here left before the picks. I don't think we'll get to either one of ours, but during the break we'll be picking, and when we come back, probably the next segment, I feel like we'll be finishing out the rest of the draft. We'll go over the draft. Any questions that you guys have, you can tweet at us. Is it the Welsh and Bogman Sports? Hashtag ITL Live. We'll go over the polls as well.
Balls.
Oh, baby. Dak Prescott, Kenny Britt, and then Denver defense coming off the board at 98.
Woo. I mean, that's a bit of a homer pick because Dusty is a Broncos fan. So.
Yeah, that is very true. And I'm up in two picks as Jordan Matthews goes. So we got some stuff going down. Well, don't go anywhere. It's Bogman of the Welsh live mock drafting on the air. Dang it, there goes my pick. Ah, come back and you'll find out who it was. God, people. We'll be back.
Yeah. RotoExperts.com. Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package.
Brand new for 2017, RotoExperts.com presents the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Roll with me through the 2017 season as I get you ready to draft and dominate all season long. It's only going to cost you $20 to win your fantasy league this year. Hell, you spend 10 times that on a Friday night and leave empty-handed. The Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package features articles, videos, and rankings that will help you be the man in your home, office, or high-stakes leagues. Plus, you get private access to the Fantasy Executive Snapchat, where you can interact with me directly. Head on over to rotoexperts.com and sign up for the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Chill with me all season long and win big in 2017 with the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package powered by rotoexperts.com.
Are you ready to mock? Yeah!
I'm ready to mock. All right, so nothing good happened to me as we were going to break. I wanted Terrence West. Terrence West was the 100th pick, but I will tell you, I got Derrick Henry at 102 as my fourth running back, and I felt very good about that. Picks, Rashard Matthews, Derek Carr, Blunt at 105, Matt Forte, Corey Davis, Cam Newton in the 9th round, Jaquizz Rodgers, Jeremy Hill, Zay Jones, Randall Cobb, CJ Procise, Winston. I took Mike Wallace. Bogman took Zay Jones and sniped me before that. Adam Thielen, Martavis Bryant, Kareem Hunt, Corey Coleman, James White, and then we got some Arizona defense and Marvin Jones. You're a Kareem Hunt. So Delanie Walker, 123. It's just getting gross out there. I was trying to stay quiet during the break because I really wanted Zay Jones. Ah. I was being like super quiet. Oh, Houston defense? Goes?
No, Jamal Williams.
Yeah, Jamal Williams at 124. Corey. So I'm staring at a couple options here, and you know, I think we're at the point where this is a good buy. My first backup wide receiver, Mike Wallace, I think fell to me. It's great, but you know who I'm going to take here? I'm going to take Mr. Hype Machine, Kenny Golladay. Put it on the board!
Oh, Kenny Golladay. I'm glad Jake is not here with us.
126, come on. Come on, 126.
Everyone's upset now. That's
get
funny.
Out of here. What are you talking about this early? What is everyone talking about? We're in the 11th round.
I mean, he's behind TJ Jones still. That's
he's my second. No, we're fine. We're fine here. Do people hate this pick? Seattle. I was thinking about Seattle defense, that 128.
I mean, it's definitely a team Kenny Golladay type thing.
Okay, give me a break here. At pick, what did I take him? That was 126. Is Kenny Golladay going at 126 a bad pick as my fifth wide receiver? Yeah, fifth wide receiver.
I don't think it's bad.
I want to hear from
people. I don't think it's bad at all. I think it's a fine pick, especially a wide receiver five.
Suck it.
I'm gonna go with a number one. A number one on a bad team, but still a number one, and they should be losing a lot. Robbie Anderson. So I definitely 100% have the Jets leader in receptions this year. Whether it's Matt Forte or Robbie Anderson, I've got it.
Yeah, it's true. That is it's a good pick. Hunter Henry goes 131. Robbie Anderson was the next one on my queue, by the way. Your guy, Samaje, goes 132.
Not my guy. Don't lump me with Samaje Perine. He went to Oklahoma. I do not love him.
Absolute favorite player.
I just know how to pronounce his name, and you don't. That's
only player that you like in the NFL.
Yeah, Perine. Okay. Give me a break.
Who are you going for? You're two picks away.
I've got a guy. Let's play the guessing game, if you can guess. It's a wide receiver, and it's one that I like that nobody else is high on.
There goes Ben Roethlisberger. Anquan Boldin.
I was high on Anquan Boldin, but they're so depressing in Buffalo that he retired in 13 days.
Cooper Kupp.
No, come on.
I don't know. Who?
I mean, the right. You're that's up. The correct race, but.
Robert Woods?
No, come on.
Oh, Cole Beasley. Okay. You didn't bring race into this.
White wide receivers. Me and our boy Sorio.
Okay. I know where I want to go with this pick, but I want to. Oh, damn it! It's Kansas City defense. Come on, man. What is this bull crap about? Tyler Lockett goes 137.
Tyler Lockett.
I hope we take lots of time here. I don't want anybody here.
All right. Everybody knows what to do. Quick pick.
Shane Vereen goes. I don't want anybody. These are bad players.
Bavona really wants you to take Chris Hogan.
I'm not going to take Chris Hogan.
Or maybe he was guessing my white wide receiver. That might have been it.
Oh, crap. Crap. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? This is a smart play. I'm going to back up my Carlos Hyde pick with Joe Williams, who fell to the 130 range, 139.
All right. Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
Coleman and Freeman worked out, so why not? Why not hide in Joe Williams? And it's always good when this is the guy that the coach pounded the table for. So
yeah, Sterling Shepard goes.
I like that Sterling Shepard pick, especially with this high ankle sprain, or I mean, I guess ankle sprain. That's a weird thing with Beckham too. Like a low ankle sprain, not a big deal. You're gonna be fine. High ankle sprain, that's gonna be something that's gonna nag you the whole season. So I would really like some clarification on the ankle sprain for Odell.
Rex Burkhead goes 141. That was a guy on my queue. Almost took him. Ebron and then Alan Hearns, who they're saying, by the way, is on the block. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that. That was kind of strange to me. But Marquise Lee's been really good. So, and Dede Westbrook has been good in the preseason. So
Dede in the house. All right. Kicker. Someone take a shot. Kicker went with the
12th
round.
Take a shot, basketball, Jay.
Yep. You're bad. That's when stick to basketball. Stay in your lane. let's see here. I have got five running backs, five wide receivers, tight end is full, good quarterback here. Kenny Stills goes 145. This is full point PPR, three wide receivers with a flex. It's going to be interesting looking at these on the back end here as we're kind of winding down. I think we've only got four picks left here. I feel like I want to go another running back. I'm thinking that's I just want to just stock up in a 12 man. You don't need to take a backup quarterback. You don't need to have a backup tight end. And Latavius Murray was where I was going to go. You don't need to go. Cooper Kupp goes 148. You don't need to have, a backup tight end unless they're maybe elite and you want to put them at the flex. So you just want to stock up on wide receivers and running backs, and full point PPR is going to, really play some of this out. And I am going to play. This is the game I'm going to play, Bogman. I'm going to be a smart guy, Welsh here. As soon as this pick goes, Josh Doctson goes 149. I'm going to take T.J. Yeldon to back up my Fournette pick. I know a lot of people don't like the handcuffing thing, and I'm not necessarily promoting handcuffing, but the amount of running backs I have.
Man. it's just not insurance. Even handcuffing. TJ Yeldon's going to catch 50 or 60 balls. So
yeah.
I think that's a good PPR option for show, the Welsh for show.
Show. Right, I'm going to get that for show with one pick 150. No Jay Howard for Bogman as he goes 151. Did you have a tight end?
I already have Jordan Reed. It's fine. No need to explode into FCC fines or anything at this point. So that's okay. You can have OJ Howard, Trevor, you jerk.
If you guys want, you can go. Marquise Lee goes 152. Good pick. If you guys want to see the results of all the mock drafts that we have done, go to InThisLeague.com. Goskowski goes 153. InThisLeague.com, we have got all 9 mock drafts we've done. We've done 16, 10-man, lots of 12. We've done standard PPR. You can read the results. You can listen to the podcast, all of those. And even at the ITL Army, we've done a couple uncensored ones, which get bonkers. We did a 16-man with 15-second clock. It's just a good exercise. A lot of you guys are going to have your actual drafts coming this weekend. This is the best way to prep for it. You can read 1,000 articles. You can get all the kits. But until you start getting mock drafting with people that are experienced in mock drafting, not just jumping in a room and it's done after the fifth round. Yeah, people being human beings. That's what's important. That's what's good here. And we'll keep going. Goskowski, 153. Chris Thompson, 154. Then John Ross and then John Brown. Chris Thompson at 154, I think, is such a sneaky good pick this year.
Oh, well, thank you. That was a great pick.
Oh, is that yours?
By myself. Oh. That was my pick. You're doing a great job.
I didn't realize I complimented you.
On complimenting me. Thank you. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh defense here because of the favorable early schedule. Okay. And we've got, for me, I've got a kicker in one bench spot left, and I'm done.
Okay. I've got a defense kicker and a bench spot. I'm going to, I was looking at Alvin Kamara. That was one as I was kind of looking at TJ. It was TJ Yeldon or Alvin Kamara, and just there's less for Yeldon. I don't know. Having Joe Williams and TJ Yeldon when I have Hyde and Fournette makes me feel a whole lot better about stuff. Even so, maybe having Sterling Shepard would have been good with Beckham. I'd never get into the game of like backing up my players, but just, in this instance, it kind of makes sense. Phillip Rivers, Devontae Foreman, Minnesota defense. So now I'm going to go Carolina defense. So
got through with the good pick. Snipe
you.
Me. Snipe me on that Foreman pick. I thought maybe with all this, he's got a long way to go talk that he was going to fall off the board completely. And not so much.
Nope. Not going to debt. Taylor Gabriel, Nelson Aguilar. Let's look at some of the best players that are still on the board. We're in the 14th round. 166 picks have gone. Players like Jack Doyle, Andy Dalton, Matthew Stafford, Tyrod Taylor, going down the list. A couple tight ends here. Let me look at who the best running backs are still available. Chris Conley and DeAndre Washington just went. You've got, it's not good, Devin Funchess, Robert Woods, Tavon Austin, Jerron Brown. That's a sneaky one. Curtis Samuel. The wide receivers are gross. So
they're
gross.
Really not good.
How bad are the running backs? Let's look. Ronnie Turbin,
how
Deion Lewis.
How bad are the running backs?
Chris Ivory, Tim Hightower. It's all pretty gross at this point. I don't remember 12-man's getting this disgusting. Do you?
Well, I mean, not really, but the closer we get to the beginning of the season, the worse it's going to get, right? Because just the information is coming down. Everybody kind of knows about everybody. Everyone has seen everyone's strategy, so it's going to get harder and harder to draft, but that's why I like doing late drafts. You know all the information. Yeah. You know, you're not going to draft Odell Beckham and then almost see watch your season flash before your eyes on preseason game number 2.
Yeah, so. No doubt. Robert Woods went pick 169. 170 is Devontae Booker. We're going to be going to break here in just a minute. So when we come back, I imagine we'll probably be done with this and we can kind of break down our teams, maybe break down a couple others. We'll also take a look at the polls of some of those battle matches that we put up against a couple players. Our McGregor versus Mayweather fantasy draft picks. And I even went at one with taking Fournette, Fournette over McCaffrey. That was my pick. So Mason Crosby goes 172. I'm up in one pick as we're about to go here with this live mock draft. And perfect. I'm going to take Dan Bailey as my kicker. And then, so we'll definitely be done with the full live mock draft when we come back and we can break all this sucker down and see what type of madness these teams put together. One of the best exercises. Oh, who got sniped? Yes.
I got sniped in the second to last round. I wanted JJ Nelson.
Oh, your tears. Jeez. It tastes so good, Bogman. Oh,
so yummy, guys.
So yummy.
All right. Bogman the Welsh in this league on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We will be back with more of this live mock draft. Don't go anywhere. Chris Pavona in the house. You in the house. Hashtag it. Tweet us. Do whatever you got to do. We'll be back.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rishard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Hi, I'm Cal Ramsey, and you're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo. All night.
That's right, it's all night within this league as we finish up this live mock draft. It's done. 12 teams, PPR, 3 wide receivers, 2 running backs, flex. Did it live on this episode. So everything you heard was our live reactions as we were drafting through the break, and we were drafting with 10 of our great In This League members, or listeners, as you will, and they're part of the ITL Army. They decided to join up, and one of those perks, we said, hey, let's do this mock draft live on the air. Kind of hard to, we were thinking about even putting the number out, you know, hey, get some listeners on and join in, but I don't know, a little squirrely. I mean, I would have let Chip come on and draft with us, but, you know, let's get some rapport with some more listeners.
Taking tight ends or kickers in the first round. Enough of that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. I want to talk about this poll real quick, and then we're going to review our teams that we put together. We asked earlier we had a couple others we didn't get to, but two that we put polls out here of players, according to Fantasy Football Calculator, have trended in different directions. They've really kind of met in the middle. Maybe one's lower, one was higher, and they've kind of come back. And here are the two polls. Are you looking at them, Bogman? Because if you aren't, don't.
I don't have them up. No, I don't have them up.
Okay. First one we asked was the two running backs, Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey. They when they started, they were about a 2-round difference. Christian McCaffrey is now going higher than Leonard Fournette by 2 picks. Do you want to take a guess who won and what the percentage was?
I'm going to guess that McCaffrey won, and it's like 52-48, something. It's real close.
Okay. You are correct. Christian McCaffrey has the lead currently. This will still be going on for about 24 hours if you're listening live. It is 39%-61%. Ooh. Christian McCaffrey. 61% of people are saying they want Christian McCaffrey
it's
over Leonard
foot
Fournette.
Injury. It's got to be that foot injury. I mean, you know,
surprises me.
We've seen some big highlights from McCaffrey already in the preseason. We haven't seen too much from Fournette, so people just kind of want to see what they're buying.
I guess it comes down, I suppose, for myself, some of that risk averse. You know, I mean, I took maybe 2 of the riskiest picks in the first 2 rounds. I took Odell Beckham and Leonard Fournette because I felt like I got deals. You know, I mean, if you guys are in just kind of more basic leagues and stuff, Leonard Fournette's going to fall more. If you're in more competitive leagues, Fournette's not falling out of the second round. That's not happening. So I wasn't getting him any later than that, and I didn't love any of the other options that were sitting out there. So that's why I went with Fournette given the option. The other one that we put up was wide receivers T.Y. Hilton versus Dez Bryant. What do you think the results look like on that one?
Dez in a landslide. So many Dez votes.
In a landslide is correct. 80%. Dez Bryant over T.Y. Hilton, 80-20% right now is the vote. FNTSY Radio is the Twitter handle.
I get that. I mean, that's everything is tied to Andrew Luck for that. And it's another one of those things. You know, I want to see what I'm buying, and I haven't seen Andrew Luck play. And I understand that. And there is a lot of risk-averse stuff. And, I mean, that one's close regardless if Andrew Luck is healthy or not to me. So without Andrew Luck, you're definitely going to see a lot of people fly towards Dez. And I understand it. I'm just still a T.Y. Hilton guy.
Sure.
You know, Dez has been hurt in the past, and I don't want to mess around with that. I'm more concerned about Dez getting hurt again, especially when, you know, it looks like for the first 6 weeks, Dez is going to need to pick up the pace here if Ezekiel Elliott's going to be gone. So,
all right, let's go take a look at what we did in this live mock draft that we just finished up here live on the radio. Bogman, you want to go your team first or mine?
Yeah, we can start with my team. My quarterback is Thomas Brady. My wide receivers are Tyreek Hill, Jarvis Landry, Tyrell Williams, and on the bench I've got Zay, Robbie Anderson, and Cole Beasley, and with Philip Dorsett as my very last pick. And my running backs are Devontae Freeman, Jordan Howard, Frank Gore at my flex with Matt Forte and Chris Thompson on the bench. And my tight end is Mr. Jordan Reed.
God, man, I love this team. I really like this team. I mean, I'm not a huge Tyrell Williams guy, and Jarvis Landry is going to take a little bit more of a hit, I think, than we've, you know, in the past, he's always been a good deal for PPR. I think he's going to take a little bit of a hit. But, man, I love this team. And more it presses. I've seen multiple people talk about this, how good it is to be a top three or a bottom three pick in the draft. You were a bottom three pick in the draft, essentially, bottom four, I think. Or no, 10, 11. Yeah, you were bottom three.
Yeah.
I was six. And having those closer picks in, just the pairings that you end up getting, I like so much better. I love this team. I think the backup wide receivers you had were great. Zay Jones, I absolutely love. From top to bottom, I think this is a killer team.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite ones that I've put together so far this season. Getting Brady kind of, because when you look at the wide receivers, you're kind of like, you know, all right. You know,
Tyreek Hill is your number one.
Yeah, but you pair those with Brady and Jordan Reed, and I think you kind of realize where I was going. Plus, I think my bench is really good. I've got Zay, who could be a number one in Buffalo. I got Robbie Anderson, who is a number one with the Jets, and Cole Beasley, who could be a bigger option than we think with Dallas, especially with Zeke going. Witten's another year older. So I'm a big Beasley fan, and I think Philip Dorsett might get traded before the season starts because Chester Rogers is the big guy in Indy now. So he can wind up going somewhere and seeing more targets. So, yeah, I
it's
think
a good
the
team.
Thing that the most about the this team is the bench. So,
yeah, I'm in agreement with you. We'll get to mine, and we'll see if we can get like two of the higher projected teams that drafted here. I had Kirk Cousins as my quarterback. My wide receivers are Odell Beckham, Devontae Adams, and Willie Snead. On the bench, I got Mike Wallace, Kenny Galladay. My running backs, Carlos Hyde, Leonard Fournette, and Mike Gillisley as a flex, with Derrick Henry, Joe Williams, T.J. Yeldon, and my final pick was Charles Sims, who's just been called the receiving back in Tampa Bay. And then tight end, I got Rob Gronkowski. So what do you think? I mean, I'm actually, after looking at it, I'm relatively happy with it. There's a lot of risk, but I feel like this team has massive upside, and I do have a couple constants here. I mean, Gronk is it's practically a wide receiver one on this team.
Yeah, I mean, getting Gronk is huge. Kirk Cousins is one of the top quarterbacks. You got Odell, who could wind up being the number one overall wide receiver, and nobody would question that. I'm not an Adams guy, and I'm not a Gillisley guy, so it's not like my favorite team that you've put together. I think the last couple that you put together before this were a little bit better, but like you said, sometimes it's just the spot, and you did miss out on a couple of your picks. We're just one or two away, and you got sniped super hard. I think all those guys were waiting for you to blurt out some curse words, and it did not happen because
it did not happen because I'm a very, very professional. Yeah, I mean, I got deals though.
But I like
I didn't
bench.
Want...
Like, people were crapping on that Kenny Galladay pick, but like you said, wide receiver five. Who cares?
Who cares?
Five.
Huge upside. Absolutely. Mike Wallace is my top backup. Yeah, I don't buy it. This. There's lots of upside. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Things did not work out where I necessarily wanted them to. That's what's tough about picking in the middle, you know, and the picks were sniped. So I want to take a look real quick. The two highest Yahoo projected teams, and actually, Bogman, number one on the projections is Basketball J's team. So let's go look and see what Yahoo likes about it so much. He's got Dak Prescott at quarterback, Doug Baldwin, Brandon Cooks, Julian Edelman at wide receiver, David Johnson, Bilal Powell at running back, Zach Ertz, and Kenny Britt as his flex, Tavon Austin, Robert Woods, Kenny Stills, Darren Sproles, James White, and Jalen Richard on the bench. I don't know what Yahoo is talking about on the projections. I'm not trying to crap on this team, but I don't see how this is the highest projected team. I like your team better than this by a significant amount.
I think it's
the
early kicker, and it's the early defense, I think is what it is.
Oh, he has Arizona defense and Justin Tucker?
Right. I think, you know, Justin Tucker outscored all the kickers by like 30 points or something last year. So it's not that surprising. And he got David Johnson. I mean, you know, there's a lot of
points.
You
got both New England wide receivers, though. Cooks and Edelman? I would never do that. I would never do that.
I mean, that's a bye week nightmare, number one. And especially
it's a nightmare because it's a Patriot.
Well, okay. But just look at his backups are Rams. I mean, I'd rather have both wide receivers from
point.
The Pats than from the Rams. So,
when you're right, Bogman,
I mean,
and you, you're right.
He's got Kenny Britt, too, which is just a nice pull. And he did draft, he drafted some receiving backs here with Rashard White and Sproles. So I like that. But I'm with you. I don't see how this, is the highest scoring team. I like the backs with Powell and Johnson. Ertz is my dude. I like Ertz a lot.
Yeah, I like Ertz
a
lot.
Not the biggest Dak fan, but
all right. Well, let's go look at the second highest scoring team here, so we can get this in before the break. This was Thomas's team, Waskeball. He had Russell Wilson at quarterback, Antonio Brown, Demaryius Thomas, and Golden Tate at wide receiver. Running backs, Christian McCaffrey and Ty Montgomery, with Delanie Walker and Stephon Diggs as his flex. On the bench, Dante Moncrief, Jordan Matthews, Kareem Hunt, Ebron, Latavius Murray, and DeAndre Washington. I like this team more than the J team. I'm not a big Russell Wilson guy, but I love the receivers. These are designed PPR running backs. And Stephon Diggs as your fourth wide receiver on the flex is pretty good. This is a solid team. It's solid. I don't think it's amazing, but it's solid.
Are incredible. But, I mean, this is we've been going over this with Thomas for a couple weeks. It's that the running backs after the first two. And Ty Montgomery isn't necessarily the greatest. I think Thomas has a strategy that he is going to unleash this year, and this is it. And this is the best that we've seen in the last three mocks out of his, but I don't like the waiting on the running backs thing. It's just not ideal. So
yeah, I agree with you. A funny thing
I would put together.
Bogman and I are projected 3 and 4. I'm projected 3. He's projected 4. I am projected over Bogman by 0.01. I'm projected 136.51 points. You're projected 136.5 points. That's incredible. So
the thinnest of margins. And somebody will be first and somebody will be last. It's Yahoo ranking.
It's a game of inches and margins. So, hey, I tell this to listeners. If you're out there and, you know, you really want to see this, we post the mock draft results to everything that we possibly do. Not necessarily in this case. If you're dying to see it, I will tell you this. Just hit me up. I'll save this in a Google sheet. If you would love to see the results, if you think this would help you in your draft prep, I would be glad to hit you up with this. Is it the Welsh is my Twitter handle, or isitthewelsh@gmail.com. You can shoot me an email and I can send you the Word document. You can take a look at how this draft went. You heard it live on the air, and maybe it will help you in your draft prep a little bit. So don't go anywhere. We got one more segment, one more little tiny segment we'll talk about on the back end here. I appreciate everybody logging in and checking us out this week. If you missed any of it, Mike Gallagher was in the first hour for some basketball, and we had that coverage on the baseball no-hitter, no-perfect game that happened. But don't go anywhere. Bogman and the Welsh coming back for the last segment. Bye-bye.
In this league.
Everybody wants to see McGregor knock out Mayweather.
Isn't there a movie where, like, the two guys, they swing at the same time and they knock each other out and then they're just both out? That's what I want from this match. Like, I just want them both out.
Step brothers when they're swinging the golf club and the
yeah, sure. Yeah, exactly. And then they can become best friends after, and then they can go play the drums and, yeah, totally. They can go in the treehouse. Yeah, they can go in Mayweather's treehouse, which I bet is amazing.
Wednesdays from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Bogman, you want to hit the slopes?
No way, I'm with the bad people. I need to go to the montage.
You killed the damn bit. You hesitated, Bogman. You can't hesitate with the funny.
I don't think I hesitated.
That promo was great,
by the way. I don't
think
I hesitated. You
hesitated. There's a delay. Chris Pavona, get on here. That promo was A+. And
killer.
Where does all your amazing talent come from, honestly?
Where did it come from? Well, actually, my dad was just here, so most of the talent came from him.
Ah, good man. That's a good man. Okay, you should have had him on the show. You could have co-hosted.
He's
Dado Pavona.
He was up at Rock and Riley's just having a burger. He came down to the studio. He goes, okay, this is awesome. I'm going to bed now. Good night.
He's like Rich Hill. He's like, hey, this is great. I'm going to go to bed now. So.
Well, my dad's also pushing.
They're already making memes of it, by the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your dad's probably a little bit more spry than Rich Hill still. So
I think he is.
You know, give credit where it's due, for sure. All right.
I think my dad says
all right,
so
we're going to catch up with you in one. Yeah, I agree. We'll catch up with you here in 1 minute. But I want to point out, Bogman, what were we talking about? We were talking about the worst teams. But then we saw the Yahoo projections. They kind of screw with you because they want to say they're the worst teams, but they don't have the proper, like, you know, guys suspended. Like, the worst team that was projected.
Still have, right. Don't they still have Martavis Bryant on that team, like, getting 0 points for the entire season?
Yeah, like, week one. And it was, like, Ezekiel Elliott, so it just doesn't really matter. I want to ask you this.
I mean, it's not something you can completely rule out yet. I mean, he's still got to pass those drug tests. So
that's true.
We'll see.
Real quick, one poll question we didn't put up. This isn't going to be a poll question, but we were doing the Mayweather-McGregor battles of ADPs and draft positions. And I put one up that we didn't talk about. Tyreek Hill versus Allen Robinson. July 23rd, Tyreek Hill was going as the 10th pick in the fourth round. Allen Robinson was going as the 9th pick in the third round. Boy, has it changed, because now, as of July 23rd, Tyreek Hill is going 8 picks higher than Allen Robinson. The second in the fourth round, Allen Robinson going the 10th pick in the fourth round. Do you buy that? Allen Robinson was such a popular pick, but Blake Bortles is the worst thing walking the planet, and that's, I think, scaring people off.
You know what's worse than Blake Bortles? Chad Henne. And I think that's why people are scared off, is the overall outlook of this offense without Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles is not good, and no one will sit here and tell you he's good. But what he is good in is garbage yards in fantasy. When he's throwing those two or three interceptions early in the game, and now they got to come back and win the game, like it was a beautiful thing for all of us fantasy nerds, right? So now there's not as many balls to go around, because they're probably going to hand the ball off to those running backs a ton, and Allen Robinson isn't going to get as much. Chad Henne sucks, and Joe makes this point all the time. Chad Henne has never had a season where he's thrown more touchdowns than interceptions in his career. He always throws more picks. Bortles is throwing touchdowns.
Projecting years that Chad Henne had is like beyond me. Like even thinking about seasons he had is completely on me. Quickly, Pavona, because I know we only got a minute here. You got to come on real quick. Five bugs being the absolute worst, one being the best. Rate the show today.
The way I'm going to have to put it, I'm going to put it just by my personal experience tonight. I had a bit of a rough night. Not bad, but just a lot was going on. I'm going to give it 4 bogs. No, wait. I'm sorry. Is that the good?
It's a horrible show.
No.
Bad. That's horrible.
2 bogs. Excuse me.
See,
I meant 2 bogs.
Your system sucks, the Welsh. That's why he doesn't know. You got to simplify. As many bogs as possible is the best. Even Chris subconsciously thinks that. That's why he gave it 4 out of 5 bogs. He likes bogs.
No, he said he's having a rough night. He said he's having a rough night. Things aren't going right. And he obviously said the incorrect thing. That's all. I attribute it to the incorrect night. That's what I'm saying.
Nah. I think people like bogs. I think it's okay. I think your system sucks and is flawed, and you are flawed. I think that's what's happening now.
Appreciate everybody that was listening. If you guys wanted to see the mock draft results of the live mock here, I got them. isitthewelsh@gmail.com or isitthewelsh on Twitter. You can hit me up, and I will be glad to give you those. Find us at inthisleague.com and tune in every week. Don't miss us. For Chris Pavona, super producer, I am the Welsh. That is Scott Bogman. We will see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
See ya.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.